Tea by Chris Villebrown. Your green tea craving reminds me of some oolong tea given to me by the proprietor of a coffee and tea shop I used to frequent. He went on a buying trip to tea fields on the east side of a mountain in Taiwan. On his return, he gave me a red silk-covered wooden box that contained a plastic bag filled with tea. We sat down to share a pot. He taught me how to prepare it in not too hot water, little fists of oolong loosened up. Pour, sip, clarity of tea on tongue, moved up into my awareness. Remarkable. I cherished every pot I made from plastic bag inside the silk-covered box, until depleted bag left a pretty box and my desire for more. The next time I went to his store, I asked how I could get more clarity. He smiled at me and said the tea he had given me had been given to him by the farmer who owned the fields. He said the tea like that would cost $1,600 a pound or more. I said, "Oh." He offered the oolong he sold in his store. I bought a small bag of it, took it home, prepared a pot, sat down at the table, pour, sip, ever so slightly sandpaper liquid roughed up my tongue, bitter dragged my throat as I swallowed, migrated to slightly headachy in my brain. Clutter consumed clarity. Chaos displaced calm. I understood the true nature of his gift, smiled back at him. I washed my cups and teapot, put them in the cupboard, keeping them filled with a little nothing, so my mind can rest.